Hey there, kids. It's me, Oni the Unicorn. And I'm here to tell you that f***ing your dreams ain't cheap. In fact, it costs a ton of cash to do. So that's why me and the Oh No Radio Show need your help. Just go to the website displayed below and hit us up with some cash, yo. $1, $5, fuck, $1 million if you have it to spare. Any amount is appreciated. Well, I gotta go because these dreams ain't gonna fuck themselves. See ya!
No!
God, please, no!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You are listening to the Oh No Radio Show.
Eat a bag of dicks.
I'm a big proponent of bringing back the terminology of the word dork. And I'm firmly behind it, and I think you should be too. Oh, where's my music?
Oh no, baby! Oh no!
That is right. Welcome back to another edition of the Oh No Radio Show, live here at 8:47 on Thursday night. Why are we late, Ty? Why are we late?
I had drinks. I took nap.
Uh-huh.
That's five fucking onions, okay? I swear to Christ, that's five onions. That's five onions if it's nothing.
First off... You just earned an onion because you're yelling yet again directly into the microphone, peeking the fuck out of everything. So either turn yourself down, move yourself further away from the microphone, or stop yelling directly into it.
All right. Well, regardless.
Onion reflection.
Either way.
The power of the onion is rested in your palm again.
Either way. You fall asleep on this. You fall asleep, you eat an onion. That's what I was told.
It's definitely okay. Should we do a once a year onion basically punishment that we tally your onions and then you've got to meet your maker at the end of the year? It's onion day.
Yeah, only if you're held accountable for onions too, Owen.
We'll do onion court. We'll have an episode that's onion
we'll
court.
Propose
yeah.
All of our grievances for the year.
Yes, exactly.
And be like, the number of times that someone fell asleep, and then we'll hand out adjudications and onions.
Yeah, I've never fallen asleep on the show. There's a lot of things that I've done, but I've never fallen asleep on the show.
We'd then have to start making like the onion rule book, where it's like, okay, if you get too drunk, you hot taco a show. That's a 1 to 3 onion sentence.
It might be a half onion. It might be a half onion. I'll give you that. It might warrant, like, every hot taco might be a half onion.
Listen to Owen. He's like, okay, if it's just a hot taco, then maybe we'll a quarter onion.
Well, I mean, this is only fair. I mean, half the fun of some of the shows is you got a hot taco a little bit, and you know. I've hot tacoed. I've definitely hot tacoed, but you were hot tacoing last week, Mikey.
Oh my God!
By the way, just to get through introductions real quick. My name is Owen. I'm the captain of the shit ship. Along with me is Mikey, and of course Ty. So yes, what were you gonna say?
I don't know.
You don't know. Hot you don't have any. Sober. Yeah,
I was gonna say if
you hot tacoed some. You pulled a lot of hot tacos, and funnily enough, I've got a couple of voicemails I want to get to right off the bat. One of them is even mentions those hot tacos. I feel like I haven't listened fully to these. I've just read sort of the transcript. And I believe that they're calling you out, sir. I feel like they are shaming you. The listeners are now shaming you, Mikey, for just yell into the microphone. And
I couldn't even make it. Well, I made it through the first part. I made it through the first half of the show. But listening back through the second half, I'm like, all right, I'm going to shut this off. Yeah. I know what this is.
I know. Yeah, exactly. No. We'll play those boy spells in a little bit. But what I do want to talk about straight off the bat is the term dork. We don't use it enough. And the term dork, it needs to be brought back because in this day and age, right, you've got geeks and nerds, and now like they're like positive, right? Like that, like I'm a nerd. I proudly am a nerd, and I'm a geek.
I'm geek chic.
Yeah, exactly. They love that shit, right? Like that's part of popular culture these days.
Mm-hmm.
But nerd, I contend, has a just all around, or sorry, dork rather. Dork has an all around negative connotation. And dork kind of means a penis, right?
A dork, whale's dick.
It's a whale's dick, yeah. So you're calling someone a dork. Like,
you're a big cock.
You're a dork. You're a bit of a, like, dork implies a bit of stupidity too, I feel like.
Yeah.
Whereas nerd and geek don't. I think dork is like, I think it has also maybe a tinge of like gullibleness. Does that make sense?
So in my head, like there were geeks and there were nerds, and you know what they have morphed into is just now like whatever subset of, you know, modern culture you're into, you're a nerd about that.
Yeah.
But dork was always like,
I'm a wrestling nerd. You're a video game nerd. Like things like that. Or I would even say wrestling geek or video game geek could work in almost the same fashion.
Yeah. And I always said like geek was kind of like the worst version of a nerd. Like that person is a little less sociable because you know plenty of sociable nerds now. Like that's not bad.
Yeah.
But geeks were like the more drawn in, like real, like basement dweller, like
more socially inept. Dorks aren't afraid to talk to people. They're just very hard to be around, right? Like they're awkward. They say dumb shit all the time. Like
it was those kind spazzy of dumb kids too.
Yeah,
the real spazzy. Just they said stuff, but it's like they were trying to be cool, but they were going about it in an unconventional manner that just doesn't work.
Well, I like some wrestling fans. I like some wrestling nerds, and I like some wrestling geeks. But there are also wrestling dorks out there that will like cry over like very kind of inane, you know, things or storylines, or just get so like far invested into like to where like, okay, dork, like you're kind of ruining it. Like you're ruining the fun of the thing that's our the escape, but whatever, right? Like you're just being too dorky about it. I think having a nerddom is great, right? And having it like I've got a crazy fandom for pro wrestling, but then you cross over into dork. Dork is a different animal, and they are also the people that they don't think about personal hygiene before they go to a show, right? Mm-mm. Like they
so they're the smelly unaware guy who just doesn't.
Nerds and geeks can be smelly, but once again, they've gotten
a lot better.
Dorks almost always smelly.
Yeah.
Dorks are usually smelly.
And for whatever reason, that funk that those like super.
It's a different funk, right? It's a different.
Well, because, you know, I treaded super heavy in a lot of nerd circles and, you know, playing to the point where me and some friends were like going and posting up random Dungeons and Dragons games so we could get new people to come.
Yeah.
And, you know, we met some really nice people. Like we met a couple who plays D&D together. They were just super vanilla nerds.
Okay.
But
unoffensive, right? Is it inoffensive or unoffensive? Inoffensive.
They were like just super bland people. They were super vanilla people. That's right. The way I want to describe it.
Kind of boring, but that's nerdy to me. That's more nerdy. Yeah. Yeah.
But we had a guy show up to one of these D&D sessions who like the oily face.
Yeah, yeah.
Like long, scraggly, like greasy hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Like showed up in sweatpants, sandals.
No effort whatsoever.
Yeah, it's just like either you can't tell that things have gotten that bad or you just
don't care.
Don't care. They and either way, it's a problem.
They'll often have an obnoxious laugh, dorks, as well. They'll be like, or something like that. Like,
yeah, it's their laugh is usually that like super bombastic, like
yes, yeah, like, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
There's no reason why you should laugh like that.
If you have that laugh, kill yourself. Like if that's your natural laugh, either that or try and just never laugh, or
live a super unfunny life.
Yeah, live a like super stop. Unfunny. You're not allowed to enjoy yourself to that level because you cannot control that, sir.
Like okay, sidebar,
or just try and learn a better laugh. Get a better laugh.
All right, sidebar. But, you're not a dork. You're like a super like you're an intelligent person, very self-aware. Do you notice that your laugh is, if you have a bad laugh, do you notice that your laugh is bad and you instinctually
I think you can.
Don't do things?
I've got multiple laughs, right? Like, and they're varied for different things. Like, and I think most humans do. Like there is a certain laugh that I have that's more of like a giggle chuckle, a jiggle. I absolutely hate it, and I that's like it's almost a nervous laugh, right? And I know that like it's not false, but when I hear it back, it sounds false, and so I try to ever do it, like if I can help it. But it's involuntary a lot of the time, right? So if you have an involuntary awful laugh, kill yourself. That's the only answer because that's it. Like
you know what?
Oh, probably die. Yeah.
You're worthless.
Can I tell you something kind of along the same lines that I've stopped doing in life now?
Sure. Of course.
I've stopped giving people sympathy laughs. I'm done with it.
Yeah.
If
something really isn't funny.
I just blanket.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm getting.
I affirm that I heard what I heard.
Yep.
And then I just don't laugh.
I will tend to go.
That's the move. that you heard the awful joke or whatever it is.
I got it. I heard you.
You affirm it.
Okay.
So that they don't ask you like, what do you you know. Oh, you didn't hear
I want to leave them with a bit of doubt as to what I'm even implying, though. It's like, did the guy not really like my joke? Did he find it offensive? Did he not get my joke? I like to leave that a little bit in flux in their head because you want that so they don't get mad. It's like, oh, there was a miscommunication here, you know? And it could be any or all of those things, right? Like it's that like, but I get what you're saying.
But what I want you to know I don't think it's funny.
You know, like I've seen, I know people that do that, that will.
Just pity laugh at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like it though.
I was on one of their shows.
Never mind. See, that's genuine laugh. That's see, you got a genuine laugh out of me. That's
what I do. I make real laughs.
So along the terms of dorks, I'm gonna call pretty much everyone over 35 that wears a Pokemon shirt a dork.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, okay. Think about this. To be fair, 35 means you were a young kid when the first game. Because I'm 36.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It would mean that you were the prime age that they were trying to hit.
Sure.
When they released the Pokemon video games, but also, and I don't like to poop on anybody's fun.
I do.
But you're also a 35-year-old. The whole now.
Yeah. Stop wearing grown men that wear Pokemon shirts. Even if you're not dorks, I don't want to be around you. I don't want to really talk to you. If you're
there's a few.
If you're a grown man in a Bazinga shirt, approach me. Get the fuck away from me. You know what's soul crushing is when you find out someone like a coworker. This happened to me this past week. I found out a coworker was a Big Bang Theory fan, and I was like, man, I really enjoyed like our little chit chats. Like, I don't feel like I could talk to you anymore now. Like, I feel like I don't know you anymore. Yeah, it's like, oh man. Some guy comes out after a while and tells you he's black or something, you know? Like,
I had a moment in my younger years because I've now transitioned to a point. But my friend, when I was probably like 21, 22, told me that he was a juggalo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I literally was like,
do you disown him?
I was like, bro, we're
done.
We're not friends.
We're done here.
Now, I do feel bad. Because I have since now decided that, like, you know, juggalos,
they're not that
as
bad.
A community,
they're not that bad. They get a bad rap. I think juggalos, they think they got a bad rap. And as you know,
and I want to go to your gathering.
I'm not saying the Ono Radio Show is pro juggalo, but we're not anti juggalo. We're right in the middle, and we're like, you do you. You jug it up with your juggalettes.
I might even toss you an occasional whoop whoop.
I'll probably throw a whoop.
I will never whoop whoop. I will not whoop whoop.
I've started whooping, but it's not really for juggalo cause. I just like to stir the pot.
Yeah. I like some whoop whoop and a non-denominational whoop whoop.
Okay. You know, I can get behind that. I'm more of a woo man, you know, a Ric Flair woo. You know, like that's how I roll.
I like a long, loud yeah.
Underrated, Mike.
Yeah,
I haven't heard that one in a while, but you know what? I might start doing it.
Hey, man,
how's my yeah? Could I do it like that?
No, that's good. You like elongated it just right.
Okay. Maybe I'm gonna adopt it into my lexicon of things.
The key to the elongated yeah is not to go. You want to think it's going too short. Mm-mm, it's going too long.
Okay.
You over elongate the yeah, you sound like a dork.
It is dorky to over elongate the
yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. You see, you got just the.
Is that right? It's the right. Yeah, it's the right amount.
It's actually. I took it from.
It's Durstig. That's Durstig.
I took it from the Limp Bizkit. Yeah.
And just
softened and modified it a little bit.
Modified it into. Yep. Yeah. No, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Let me hear you do it tight.
You do it.
Yeah.
No, too short. See, too short.
You're a little short.
You pussed out. Come on.
I
don't want to adopt the year. I'm still whooping.
Hey, that's fine.
Here. No. That's fine. But I need to hear. I need to hear you do a proper
your best.
Yeah.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still
getting better.
It was better than the first. Give it a third go. I think you'll nail it this time.
I'm gonna adopt the whoop whoop and yeah form and go yeah.
Acceptable. Change the game.
Yeah.
See, I combine both of them there.
Yep.
There you go. Yeah. That's now, as long as you don't get into yee territory,
I don't abide by a yee.
Then you're out of that.
No.
You know what? That is one of those calls that I do not. Mm-mm.
No, I'm canceling that one. Can we cancel that call?
Cancel yee yee?
Yeah, that's canceling.
Please.
Let's do that one. Guys, you know what I think it's time for?
Oh, is it time to bring forth the clips?
Clips! You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips! You know we got them, baby. Clips!
Yeah, so Clips is the time of the show. We take a look at all the random stuff that we find on the internet. And I failed to optimize. I was dancing to my own song. I decided to just do that instead of doing the thing.
Didn't even get an optimization?
Which needs to happen for this to all work. Anyway, yeah, Clips is time of the show. Take a look at all the random stuff that me and my boy Tom find on the internet. Most of it's Tom this week, but I did get a couple of gems of my own that I threw in there. And
Commander.
And I think we're actually gonna start with that. You know, I think I'm gonna start with mine. So this has been going around and it really cracked me up. And it's this one of those like mega churches, right? They do this whole like, you know, elaborate Easter production every year. And they just keep getting wilder and wilder, and it's all telling the story of, you know, the rapture, the whole, like, how he, like, comes back from the dead and shit, you know, Easter and all that. And then, but they put a different spin on it each time, and it's also a musical play with very high production value. And in this year's, so basically, just to put it very briefly, the clip is titled by the person that found it and found it so, you know, ridiculous. It's titled "Tub Thumping Iron Man is Crucified."
What?
Okay, so just let that process. Tub thumping, yes, like the song from Chumbawamba, Iron Man is crucified. Here we go. Buckle in, buckaroos. Oh. Sorry, now we gotta put the audio up for this. Clearly,
it is actually Iron Man. Is that the full Avengers? All right.
So we got the full Avengers. Loki. Here. Loki's there. We got the full Avengers. So they're doing the story of Christ, and Iron Man is the Christ figure, and it's with the Avengers. And here we go. This is,
you know, Iron Man.
It's Loki speaking.
I may have missed the point, but I'm sure you'll get the hang of it.
Did he just make a lynching joke?
Ends of the world.
You'll get the hang of it. Yeah. Yeah, he did. I mean, I think he did.
Dude, if you made that joke in an actual Easter service, I don't know, Jesus. I guess you'll get the hang of it.
I want to hear it, yeah.
I may have missed the point, but I'm sure you'll get the hang of it.
So also, why is he talking like Riff Raff from Rocky Horror? It sounds like Riff Raff a little bit. So, okay, Iron Man here.
It's the ends of the world.
There's an iron cross being brought down on a thing. And Iron Man's getting ready to be put up on that cross by Loki's evils. All his evil peoples.
Yeah.
And then this song is coming out here.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Gorgeous voice. Gotta say, gorgeous voice.
They hired the right Loki.
They did.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Look at that Thor back there. Look at his luscious locks. You see that?
He could be a young Hemsworth.
He could. Now, this is where it really kicks into high gear, guys.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
So there's Iron Man, and he starts chumbawumbin'. He starts tub thumping. This is a level 99 tub thump.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. Never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again.
That's literally all I have of it, and I want to see more now. Like, because this is like my favorite. I think this is my new favorite play.
I want to see if we can get a hold of the full sermon.
I want it. I want the whole thing, the start to the end of this production, because I might be Christian after it. I think that might sway me.
It feels kind of Florida-y, doesn't it?
It does. I want to go to it.
There is a church. Feels like Florida church.
I mean, hey, I'm looking for jobs right now. So if they got...
you want to do lights and sound for Jesus Gets Crucified in Iron Man?
I would love to mix this show. Yeah. This would be a riot to mix this show. I would kill
knocked down, but I get up again. Never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Never gonna keep me down.
So yeah, that's one of the clips. Now in years past, there's another clip I found where they did Christian Back to the Future, and
what?
Yeah, they do all these movies. Like, there's a ton more. There's I think a Little Mermaid one. There's a bunch of them. Like every year they do a new like super dope fucking thing. And look at this one. This one's great.
Okay, Doc. All right, time circuit's on.
So we're doing a lot of Back to the Future stuff here.
It's capacitor, it's fluxing.
It's the famous scene, you know, where there's the light tower and whatnot, and they gotta get it hit by lightning to get back to their present day. You know, they want to get out of the 50s.
What biblical lesson is this teaching?
I don't remember, but it's not important because this fucking rules.
Engine running. Let's go, Jesse. We're ready. We're ready, Doc. Yeah.
Look at that memorial.
I don't care what you say. That shit is fucking dope.
Dope. That was good.
Can we not? We have to see that one more time. I mean, this is just unbelievable.
That prop car is awesome.
That's
a really good DeLorean.
It's a really good prop DeLorean that they made. A lot of duct tape, you can tell. But
it's so bad, it's great.
Yeah, it's so bad, it's great. And it's on, it's clearly on. You can see the wheels underneath, like the little, like a hover round type thing, you know? Like, this is why they're stealing motorized wheelchairs from theme parks. They're using they're using it for shit like this. Like, I'm telling you. But the way it's designed, it's fantastic. And then they do a full fire effect.
Let's go, Jesse. I mean, we're ready. We're ready, Doc.
This guy's acting is also great. And now he is Christ. See, he is now Christ, but he's on the clock tower. He's
getting clock affixed.
He is
clock affixion.
If you guys remember, Jesus was kind of on the clock.
Essentially,
had to ascend.
If you rewrote Back to the Future, where Marty sacrifices himself as Jesus to get Doc back into the future, then that would be the story that they're telling. Yeah. Except the movie doesn't really go like that.
Nobody sacrifices nothing.
I love this.
Doc Brown.
I love that they just like a rip off movies and themes and then just do Jesus on top of them.
Oh, did he have to do the head drop?
If you're doing a proper Jesus crucifixion, if you don't do the head drop, I'm complaining. I feel like that is a part of the deal. Like, that's the one thing. If you're going to play Jesus, how good's your head drop, son? Look at it. That's a pretty good head drop. 8 out of 10. There you go. So those are the clips. I'm going to keep finding these. I know there's a ton more. And so, look forward to maybe a new one of these each week. That's my goal. So, yeah. We'll move to Tom's.
Fucking great.
We'll move to Tom's next. This is just called Fat Man on a Ferris Wheel.
Hey, yo!
Oh, Jesus. Is that Mikey again? Fucking A.
Whoa. That's not me, bro.
No, I know, I know. This is just overblown. I'm turning it way, way down. I'm turning it way, way down. What did he? What is he? What?
Big fat Reverend Burr.
Okay.
If they deserve to die, I hope they burn in hell.
Who deserves to die? Why is happening? Why are you sending me this, Tom? This is not nice.
And yes, they deserve to.
What is he? What is he even? Who do you? I can't. If I can't figure out who he's talking about, I can't vet this clip to play it.
Oh, it's Big Fat Reverend Burr here again. And yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell. But anyways, I'm here today to talk about vacations and why my fat ass doesn't go on them. So I know it's summertime, and all you little kiddies and your families are going on happy little vacations. Let's go to Disney World. Let's go to Six Flags and Cedar Point. Fuck that. What the fuck do I look like sitting in a car for 18 hours?
You did this to yourself, sir. You're quite unlikable. You're quite unlikable, human. I don't know. You don't have many redeeming qualities. I would not be your friend.
You know, it's weird. Like you can't really decide where his head is sitting on his body.
He's like, laying on his stomach. He's laying on his stomach, holding his phone. Like if you're like laying off the bed, that's what he's doing. Like those are. Those are his, like, big, like, fat shoulders. Yeah.
Like an anchovy in a fucking sardine can.
Oh, wow. Creative.
I eat all the time. Ain't no refrigerator burger in my fucking car. And even when I get to the fucking amusement park, what the fuck am I...
Nope, not doing it. Moving on. This is really bothering me. Michael Jackson makeout. Okay.
Oh, what?
Michael Jackson makeout.
And oh God!
We got.
I'm freaking out. No.
We got a VHS tape here. Oh, hang on. Let me start this over here. So, this is.
It's just a poster of Michael Jackson so far.
Early Michael Jackson. Like
still kind of brown Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Roundabout Thriller Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Poster. So the woman is like walking up to it and sort of like
there he is.
Yeah, you can't see her at all. She's just holding like a video camera and she's just like filming this poster and getting closer and closer and closer to it.
Michael. Man of my dreams.
Man of my dreams.
Is she gonna blast herself to Michael Jackson?
Oh, she's got a pretty sweet Michael Jackson coat.
Pretty good coat.
This is staged, right? Is this staged? This isn't real. This isn't real old footage. I don't think it's real.
That's what I was having a. That's what I was trying to grip with because it says 88, and I'm like, there's no way this was shot in 88.
There's something there's something not right.
Cameras weren't this good.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get some.
No, this is. And that hairstyle.
I don't know. Let's let her make out with Michael.
Is she gonna make out with the poster?
I will be there.
Regardless, I mean, it's clearly fake, but this is funny. This. Whoa.
Get it, girl.
She's a good kisser.
God damn.
She's a good kisser.
I kind of want to be that Michael Jackson poster.
Yeah.
A little too much tongue, girl. You're getting a little aggressive.
I'm in. Freak it up, you know? That's
dude,
what I
say. Feel like she'd be kissing on your nose and your chin.
Get it all. That's a little. It's not to scale, you know. Like
it's a spectrum.
No. well, it's not like that. Michael Jackson is not life size. You know, I feel like if it was all if it was life size, it would be okay. That's good. I bet.
Can I say something?
What?
I feel like Michael Jackson wouldn't want to make out with anyone that slop. I feel a Michael Jackson makeout session.
He'd be like, ew.
I feel like a makeout session with Michael Jackson would probably be like kind of very like subtle. It'd be like little smooch, like little.
No, I agree. I agree.
It'd be like a bunch of little, 1,000 little pecks, just do, like bird kisses.
This is Soar, the official music video. In the darkness, there's no light, shine once before. Good so far. There's a guy in a suit.
Liking it.
Pretty good song. He's by a river. I don't know. It looks this guy's a little nerdy looking, you know, but that's but he's got some pretty sweet beginning to the song. So I'm gonna allow it. We're gonna continue. Oh, play. Do it. In the darkness, there's no light shine once before. Right. Beneath the cold, unfeeling side, where life exists no more. It was a call and chant tonight, which haunted in your soul. But when the darkness rules the night, man begins to soar. It's pretty good
it's
so far.
It's dork territory. This has dork on it.
It might have dork.
I can smell some dork on this.
Yeah. I hate to call it spade a spade here, but this is calling a dork. This guy for sure thought this was good and was putting his all into it. It's dork. This is dork. That is a dork. That guy that you were looking at.
A dork. He questioned whether or not to wear a fedora in this video.
He would have worn one, couldn't find one. He couldn't find one in his town. I bet you that's the case. Find you drifting miles away and search a future. It might just be okay. This guy sucks at everything, so I'm gonna go ahead and deposit.
He also totally invited that girl in the video because he really, really likes her.
Mm-hmm.
She could not give one fuck about him.
No, she's more interested in this book she found or something. I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care about he's whatever story you're trying to
tell. He's singing a ballad for her, and she is just like
nope, don't care.
Whatever. I have my book that I found in the woods.
Yeah, they talk about rapey kissing in here, and you know it's better than your music.
Whoa,
that's what she says to him. And it's a weird term, rapey kissing, but that's
she uses it too.
Yeah, she uses it. This is called "Space is Fake," 2022. Oh, this is a parody of "Forgot About Dre," I believe. Okay.
A Jaronism?
What's Jaronism? What's Jaronism? What is Jaron? Someone look it up, please.
Let's see. Jaronism.
Is this the belief that space is fake and that the Earth looks like this thing, like an egg?
It's not exactly flat. It's an egg over easy flat.
Yeah. That's what I'm guessing from this.
Oh, I guess it's I guess Jaronism is a YouTube TV sort of series with this guy Jaron Campanella, and he just like espouses his thoughts and
his dumb
shit.
Ideas. Okay,
so. Yeah, and apparently it's like question the way you think, like question the way people think.
Right. All right. Well, let's see where this is going.
What's up, y'all? I want you to raise your middle finger up high in the air like this. Tell anybody who ever touched that ball to go fuck themselves. Now, bounce, bounce. Y'all know me, still the same JC. Look around lately. All I see is globally even NPC. Not real, these globies in heels and panties. So it throws no sex appeal, beta cronies. And I'm mad at me because I have the balls. Call space what it should be, phony.
Okay. I know he called me a non-player character, I think. I think that was the thing that he did. And then
he called you an NPC.
And then he said space is phony. Those are the two things that I got from it.
I mean, space is fake.
Okay.
Planets are made in a studio, that's what he thinks. Still called facts.
Planets are made in a studio, but they're still called facts.
Add to the balls, parallax, hanging up in the sky because
math is reality.
But y'all believe in galaxies? Don't please. Science wants you down on both knees.
What is going on?
Do you think taught you
Jubilee?
Do you think brought you the Pleiades, orbiting, the gravity of these galaxies? NASA did all of these, and all it took was a fucking press release.
This is bigger than any of that shit. This is like this modern movement of people that want to be
question
dumb
everything
and want to be dumb. Like deny science and deny what we the few truths and as close we can come to known facts about this world
they want
to question and not and it's stupid because like it's good to question, you know, your local governments and why are we doing these things, and like it is good to question, but it's also these people, like the people that believe this stuff, don't have like a good enough grasp on like on things like physics, simple things like physics, let alone quantum physics, let alone like things that are so beyond the average person's like ability to like really even comprehend. If you don't ever have an understanding about that, you're not on the level of people that do and that are actually proving these things. And that's why you have such a fucking idiotic take on it. At a certain point, you do have to take science for its word because you don't understand it. But that, to me, is like the whole concept of science is that it's always growing and it's always learning. Like, and that's what you're doing is almost like not you know, but this like sector of people, it feels like what they're doing is just trying to undo any bit of like getting closer to truth than we are. It's dumb. It's stupid. I hate it.
Stupid.
Space is real. We've gone to the moon. Shut the fuck up. Moving on. This is Tank's Taste Test. Frosty root beer. I want to hear Tank's taste test of this frosty root beer.
Okay, it's time
Who's
for
Tank?
Our next
I like
taste
this
test.
Guy already. Tank.
Once again, we're turning to the
You're a big fatso, but I like you. You know what? I'd give you a hug.
Dude, you didn't even, like, change your shirt. You have, like, little white spots on your shirt. Presumably from food.
Yeah. Well, that's Tank's MO, all right? Leave Tank alone. He's cool.
Taste test.
Yeah, bro.
Once again, returning to the sodas I got in the soda pop shop.
Yeah, man.
This one looks quite intriguing. Frosty the root beer, will it taste good? Will it taste like crap or will it taste like it should? Oh, Frosty
bad improv,
the
bro.
Root beer.
That was
I can't wait to try this now. It's from Orca Beverage.
It's not very good.
And they have an authentic 50s style bottling plant.
Wait a minute, what?
You can
this
check
is not how the
out
song
on
goes.
OrcaBeverage.com.
Tank, you ruined it. This is not
Tank,
your best.
Just Orca drink the root beer.
I want to drink the beer.
Interstate distributing in Detroit,
Stop
Michigan.
Playing with your deck of balls and pee.
So this is Frosty Root Beer.
Alright.
From 19...
Fuck, I wanted to like Tank, but he's another dork, isn't he?
Bro, we got a lot of dorks on
this is the dork show.
This is
a dork-heavy show. Okay, this guy, and I meant to bring this up earlier, I think because the Brits don't really use the term dork, right? But what they will call you is a tit. Stop being a tit. And I feel like dork, like, is the American cousin of tit. Like, they're not exactly the same, but they're in the same vicinity, right?
Yeah.
So this guy's a bit of a tit.
39. Look at the little elf on there.
Fucking open it.
Oh, yeah. Now I gotta see how this roof is. He's spinning the bottle around. Okay. What when fat people, like really, really, really fat people, wear smartwatches? What is that doing for you other than telling you bad news about what you should be doing with your life? Like walk. Like make your heart nuts. Your okay. heart you're gonna die, you know?
Hot take, but fat people wearing smartwatches is actually keeping you fat. Mm-hmm. Because instead of having to, like, you know, burn the calories to reach in your pocket, pull your phone out, check your phone, then put your phone back in your pocket.
Yep.
When you get a text, you just look at your fat wrist. Yep.
And then talk into it. Yeah.
Have you ever seen, like, extremely fat people try and talk into their little wrist phone? It looks uncomfortable.
It does. Because they got to bend their... they can't bend their arms that far. There's so much fat in between the upper part of the arm and the lower part that when you fold it, it's like, it's just too much. It's like a trash bag in there, and they can't get their wrist close enough. It's true.
I'm fairly certain I've seen a really old person look at their smartwatch and then, like, squint at it, put it down, get their real phone out.
Yeah, it's too small. They can't read their smartwatch.
Bro, and then they still super squint right at the phone. And I'm like, bro, it might be time to hang up. It might be time to hang it up.
You shouldn't be out on your own anymore, kind of thing.
Yeah, like, you're done. Yeah. Get a handler.
Like a He's opening cafe. It, guys. He's opening.
Tell you those things work better. These things sometimes don't want to bend off. Gee, look at this.
He had a real hard time. Only a dork would have a real hard time opening a bottle of beer with or root beer with an actual bottle opener.
Is that, like, the
secondary hot take of the night?
Yeah.
When fat people try and do anything, like when things start to fumble, it is extra comical.
It is. Maybe that's Frank or Tank's appeal here. Oh, he's putting a straw?
Jesus Christ, can you drink the stuff already, please?
Yes, I am wearing the same shirt from yesterday. Oh. So what?
He acknowledged it. Mikey, you called it out. And the people in his chat, he was responding.
Bro, that means he's doing this live to somebody.
Yeah.
We're self-isolating.
Okay. Oh, he's doing the whole thing. Oh, no, he's not. He drank a good portion on that first few.
He got through the whole neck down into the label.
Yeah. He's into the label. He's, with three big glugs, I think.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Reminds me a little bit of Stewart's root beer.
Stewart's root. Oh, this guy is an aficionado.
Ooh, this tastes like a real fresh root beer. Where it's like freshly made.
He is straight up drunk off this root beer. He is all like, maybe
he might be drunk.
Sugar high. I don't think
it's root beer drunk.
I'm going to give this a really high score. I'm going to give this an 8.8.
Wow. 8.8 on the Tank's root beer scale. Pretty important scale. That Frank's root beer sales are going to be through the roof.
Okay, so real quick, he's being a caricature because he's got like a mustard stain.
I don't think he is. I think this is genuine, bro.
I'm saying, like, he has become a caricature because, like, dude, you're wearing like your gross old shirt, mm-hmm. like you're doing. You're becoming like a comedic fat person.
But he's not self-aware though, right? Like this guy has
no.
This guy isn't self-aware. He might like he's playing up his fat, but he doesn't know how like look at the sadness in those eyes. Just right now, where I've got it paused. There's some sadness in those eyes.
No, because he's like, this is what it's become.
This is
I'm in my basement.
Hello, root beer, my old friend. I've come to talk to you again. Oh yeah, this is sad.
8.8, yes indeed.
Aw. Okay, I kind of feel bad for him. He's still a dork, but and he kind of sucks. But I kind of feel bad for him.
I'm giving root beer ratings on the internet.
I'm gonna be famous. The Shoe Body Bop, animated. And we'll see what.
Doo bop, shoe body, 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 doo.
All right,
it's
interesting. So we got a cartoon here of something with these guys.
It looks like a river baptismal.
It's a river baptismal, and the what is that? I guess it would be a pastor. Right? Is it a pastor?
It looks like a prison baptism, but yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. The dude fucking headbutts the guy that he's getting baptized, so he goes into the water, and then...
He might drown. Yeah.
These other guys are singing.
Doo-bop, shoo-body, doo-bop, shoo-body, doo-bop, shoo-body, doo-doo-doo.
Weird. So okay, there.
This is pretty good. I don't know. I mean,
headbutting people.
Oh, he's headbutting the fuck out of the
yeah. Bop shoe body do bop shoe body do bop shoe body do bop.
Wait a minute. This guy does not. So after a series of the
normal
people, normal headbuttings into baptism as they float down the river. Now we've got a very monstrous looking creature that is.
It looks like a golem.
A golem-y, yeah.
Bop shoo body doo, 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 doo 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 doo.
First up, this guy's cranium. It looks hard. It's going to be a hard one to headbutt.
Yeah, he's got a big old front.
You can't crack my cranium, this man says. Oh, but he does. This is pretty cool.
Now we got like a druid circle.
It's not great for clips. Maybe this is, this is something that you should check
out. It's a pretty good jam, though.
I don't know. Yeah, we got
they're summoning, summoning the goat devil man.
Yeah, yeah. This is too much to explain for the people at home. I'm going to go ahead and, I'm just going to go ahead and throw this one on again because it sounds great.
It does
great.
Look like he's got a little peen.
You just let me hear my chub thump
thump again. Never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Never gonna keep me down.
I could watch that all day. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Clips.
Clips! 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 Clips!
You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby.
Clips!
You know we got him, baby.
Clips!
I saw this video today about, weird places to have as, houses, right? And this one video was all about this dude whose family all chipped in. Like, I think he said there were, 9 people living there. But they all chipped in and bought a school. Like, I guess the school that was closing or they were going to build a new one. They bought this whole school and they all live in there and it's their house. And
that sounds kind of awesome.
It's kind of awesome, but also kind of terrifying at the same time.
Slightly freaky depending on the circumstances.
It made me kind of there was a toy showing it around and everything. Like think about this. Like say you've got a lot of them, they made several classrooms into little apartments and stuff like that. Right. So to go see Aunt Sally, she's in room 32 or whatever, right? And, like, it's just bizarre because they kept all the corridors. They just then, like, they knocked down some of the walls to open certain spaces up. But, like, they've got curtains on, like, the little windows. Remember the little window? Like, the best way I can describe it is in Breakfast Club, the movie where the principal's doing the whole thing where he's, like, pretending not to be, like, running down the hall. I don't know. What am I thinking of? I'm thinking of a different movie. But, you know, he's, like, running and he stops by those little windows. You know, the little windows that are in, like, classroom doors? Yeah. Those are all still there. And, like, shit like that. Like, it's a mind fuck. Even though, like, they've tried to sort of make it more homey. It still just has, like, that cold brick aesthetic, you know, that almost all American schools have. And it's got like, it really did remind me of, like, every high school that you've ever seen in, like, an 80s movie. Like, it's that type of, like, feel to it. Stereotypical, like, gymnasium, auditorium type area, which, like, imagine all that space I mean, it's incredibly impractical in some ways. This place must have been up north because he talked about, like, how shitty it was, like, because of how cold it got. Because it costs a ton to both, like light with electricity for all the halls. Then, like, just the heating bill of a place like that. Which is typically why, like, schools are closed for longer in more northern places in the winter and all that type of deal, right? Like, in the summer, we get the long vacation down here because it's more cost effective to not run the AC in the school for those months or as high. That's one of the reasons they started that practice of, like, our summers being longer and our winter breaks being, you know, shorter. But he's like, it's often like 30 degrees in here and it was kind of mind blowing. Like, it is cool in a lot of ways. Like, they had this huge game room in the auditorium, which, like, then opened up into their, like, massive, massive kitchen because they took over where, like, the kitchen
lunch
facilities
would make.
Yes, exactly. And again, made it into a more, like, homey modern kitchen, but huge. Like, that you could cook for an army for, like, in there, you know? Like, it's weird because you get the wrong group of people buying that shit and starting up compounds and cults and weird shit probably occurs, but...
Still, though, like, if by some way, like, you know, Ono could buy a school, like, there would be... You know, for a certain company, depending on what kind of company you are, buying a school, like an old decommissioned school, wouldn't be a bad base of operations for probably a lot of companies.
Yeah, I mean, like, think about it, too. Like, I could see, like, one of those, like, a Silicon Valley type of company, right? Like, like a tech-type startup doing that and also, like, playing into the nostalgic nature of, like, you know, we're a quirky company and it's like you're going to school. It's like nostalgia, like back to the 90s or whatever. Like, it's Saved by the Bell. And, like, you know, there is a bell that goes off every once in a while when there's an important company meeting, right? Like, there's announcements over the PA system every morning. Hey, guys, how you doing? This is your Monday morning update. You know, like...
Hear me out. Turning a school into, like, a small, I don't know, like a small business center where basically, like, each one of the classrooms, if you just gutted it and, you know, let people furnish them the way they wanted to, running a school as, like, a micro office suite or, like, small business suite sort of venture. That would be how you make money back on those school things.
That's an interesting idea. A lot of them just get torn down to build some other thing for the municipality in its place, you know? Like, that's typically what happens. But, you know, like, big companies, like, I think it's Apple or Google, they call them, like, it's the Google campus or it's the, you know, like, it's shit like that. So that, like, that culture isn't that far off anyway. If you had a big enough company, you could buy an existing school and, like, you'd have different areas and you know, and then fuck it. You've got a football field, too. Maybe let's plant some crops on it or, you know, I don't know. We could do, you know, other shit with it. Let's do stuff that, you know, you could do a lot with that idea. I don't know. It's kind of like the same. I get the same sort of vibe from, like, everybody talks about how malls are going to be closing, and I know there's been experiments where they're like they've turned older malls into like apartment buildings, and they're like especially for the elderly because they can walk around inside safely in an air conditioned environment.
Yeah,
where like and you can put lock and key to all the doors and access like. They're like making those like with actual shops in them as well on the lower level, and like they're turning like that's a lot of people have talked about malls turning into that rather than them just knocking them down, making them affordable housing, and it's not the worst idea in the world. I can't see myself ever. Ooh, like that sounds. Doesn't that sound like kind of scary? It like being in a facility like that that you live in, that you pay to live in, and they'd have to do. To me,
it could be awesome in the right circumstances.
To me, it's the lack. To me, it's the lack of light to the outside world because no department. You know, you don't really have unless you're in the department store. You know, like little front bit. There's no light that comes in really from anywhere. There's a couple of sun. Like, so it would see. I feel like it would be kind of just like claustrophobic. I guess is probably the way I would feel. I don't know. Those places always,
I don't know. I mean, if you look at some of these like mega apartment blocks they have, not here necessarily in Orlando, but I mean, some of those like big, like the projects out there, they built like a lot of housing in a very close encounter. So there's got to be times where it's like if you don't go very far outside of your little apartment block, you might not get a lot of natural sunlight with the buildings being so tall.
Yeah,
you might be shaded all day.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
That's got to. I mean, and that's got to. That probably can't be good for anybody's mental health.
No, not
I think you need the sun to kind of stay positive.
Dude, hell yeah! I mean, look at me. I'm sun's out, guns out right now. You know, it's so hot in Florida. Tight, the sleeves are just falling off all my shirts. Like it's like. I don't know what happens.
It was in the 60s today, and I freaked out. I didn't know what to do. I still had my coat with me. I was like, why did I bring this?
We hit mid-90s today, and it sucked dicks. It really, to me, it felt like the real first day of summer today. But I digress. Weather's not important. What is important is checking out a couple of voicemails we got, and one of these comes with a plug. So remember our good friend Benny. Benny has left a couple of voicemails for us. We'll listen to him in a second. But his lovely wife, Amber, was kind enough to make a piece of art for the Ono Radio Show. I'll go ahead and grab it, show it to the Twitch.
Sweet fan art.
Yeah, it's a really cool oil painting. And,
hell yeah.
And there it is.
Yeah.
In the flesh. It's in the studio. So I haven't got – I'm waiting to put it up in right behind me, actually. I'm going to get a nice frame, and I think it will go right here where John Cena currently is. So, Amber, thank you so much. You're going to be replacing –
Thank you, Amber.
John Cena, and you know – if you like the art, you'll be seeing it. I'm going to post it. I might even try, you know, sell some prints of it and give her a cut of the whole deal. Maybe we'll do a 50-50 split, something like that.
Now, if you put it over Cena, then it's truly like you can't see Cena.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I can't do that because I still want to see Super Cena. But if you like her art and you want to support her because it was super cool of her to do that, check out all of her art on her Instagram, and that's at Amber_BLU Dreams, but with a Z. So Amber_BLUDREAMZ, and that's on Instagram. You can find her stuff there. I'll post a link to that in the show description as well, so you can find it. But yeah, Benny left a couple of voicemails for us, so we should probably check those out.
What's up, gentlemen? This is Benny Payne calling in from some fucking hobunk town in shitty ass Indiana. Just wanted to say a big thank you to my boy Owen for making my wife's day. She's been having a hard time selling her art and getting art out there, so I appreciate it. Mikey.
Yeah, I did buy it because she made it, and then I'm like, well, I want it. Like, so I gave her money for the thing, you know.
Good.
Was there like two or three negotiations before that?
No, I think I was pretty generous. And
Okay.
I'm not going to disclose what I paid for it, but that's how okay. that's how art works. Hi.
I know.
Hold on. If I'm part of this company, I want to see some financial statements. I want to know that this company's money is going to proper channels.
It was only about a third of what's in the PayPal, you know.
And get out.
Owen's over here draining the PayPal.
Yep.
She's been having a hard time selling her art and getting art out there, so I appreciate it. Mikey B, a.k.a. Johnny Moonbags, the last show you was screaming a lot. I wanted to say, Ty, sorry for calling you Tyler more than once. All right, love you guys. You make me extremely happy on the road, and fuck off.
Okay. Well, there.
Thanks, Benny.
Thanks, Benny.
Love you, Benny.
Thanks, Benny.
Love you too, buddy.
Confirmed. Too much screaming, Mikey. So there you go. You got told off. He left the second one here.
Well, I don't want to displease our only listener.
Yeah, I know. Let's see what he says this time.
What's up, guys? This is Benny Payne, your favorite piece of shit trucker.
Yeah.
I'm up here in Indiana, and if you ever want to come here,
no.
I'd say don't. It's a fucking shithole. The beer they sell in the stores is not even cold. So, state law says hot beer sold in stores unless you go to a liquor store. So that was my whole point to this conversation. All right, fuck off.
I never heard that before. So, okay, let's break that down, what he said. If you go to, like, he said the beer they sell in the stores, so I'm guessing more like a 7-Eleven,
right.
Those types of places, convenience right?
Store, you gotta buy hot beer at your Sevy?
I think they do. I think
that
they do.
Is trash.
Yeah, you gotta go.
How are you supposed to drink one on your way home?
Yeah, what's your roadie situation? I don't want a warm roadie.
Are you hot roadie? Indiana's
Wisconsin would never stand behind this. Yeah.
So what are you saying? Everyone in Indiana is drinking a hot beer on the way home from work?
Oh. Well, if they picked it up on the way home from work and didn't have time to refrigerate it, yes, that's what they're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I don't agree with this either. It sucks, man. Like, I guess you just, at that point, you just make it a point to just go to the liquor store all the time, right? Like you're at the liquor store and it's less convenient.
Well, Benny, call
now you're too quiet. Message.
Oh. Well, Benny, leave
now
us
you're too loud.
Leave us a message next time about if this is true, cuz I've heard that a lot of truckers
just be further they away.
You can't even like see them buying beer, or it's like,
if the wrong
person sees you and wants to make a big deal out of it.
Right. Like, right. Cause I would imagine that's a big deal. Like they probably have to sort of establish that they've got like a certain amount of hours in a certain place to sleep and all that type thing, right? Like before they can even buy it. I mean, I know most of those guys don't even really risk it. That's why they do all the other drugs, because if they get caught with a DUI, then they'll never drive again. And
career's over.
Yeah, career's over. And it's like way, way, way harsher. I want to say that like the legal limit is even different for truckers, like it's like way
zero tolerance.
It's like a 0.00, which it more or less is across the board anyway. By the way, that 0.08 thing you hear people talk about, that's kind of a myth, especially in Florida. It's zero tolerance if you're anything over zero, or if you're just zero in general. If you're anything over, they can get you for a DUI.
They're gonna try
at least, exactly. So, no, I that is a very good question. I would like to know what that's like, especially when he's on the road in different states and like wants to just have a beer, settle down, like pulls into a place. He's going to be there for 8 hours. I know they have all the rules too, where they can't, they can only drive so much. So
yeah, like, and then they gotta
hey, I'm here for fucking 8 hours. I got to take so much time off or whatever it is.
Can I have two beers?
Can I have two beers? Is that allowed? Like, what is the ruling on that?
Can you even keep beer in your truck?
I bet you there's probably rules against that, because I think Benny's one of those long haul guys, right? So he's probably got like a sleeper cab, and he's probably got like a little fridge in there and shit like that. I think I've seen him. He cooks meals. It's hilarious. Yeah. He'll actually cook stuff. I'm like, damn, that looks really good. And he like cooking it in his camper and shit, or not camper, but you
I'm
know,
pretty sure, whatever. I'm pretty sure he sent pictures of like him driving down the road with like a crock pot in the other seat.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like, He's making like chili as he's going down the road. I love it. That's kind of cool.
I absolutely love it. I think it's genius. So I wanted to get into one little thing before we went to break. And so I was telling you a little bit about my job situation before we started the show. It's not all doom and gloom. I'm not really at liberty to completely say what's happening, but let's just say that in the near future, I will be changing positions. I'm not exactly sure what that will be. That might mean some different show times. It might, like, who knows? Like, it could throw things in a little bit of flux, but of course we'll always put out a show, and there'll always be an evening, and always figure some stuff out. And Thursdays are important, and we'll typically, you know, always shoot for Thursdays if we can. That being said, with all the craziness, like, I was reflecting on the fact that, well, I've heard this particular song that I'm about to play little snippets of, and I want to play it in small increments for a reason, for two reasons. Not number one, I don't want to get screwed, like, you know, with the copyright bastards. And number two, it needs to be done because I've heard it so many times. Like, this is a show, like, at the factory, where I, like, a song in that show, I play it, and the people, they do, there's a dance, and the people claps. But, and you've all heard it before. It's by the fucking Bee Gees.
Okay.
But for the life of me, I thought it would be funny to, I'm going to pull up the lyrics, and for the life of me, I want you guys to try and guess bit by bit what the lyrics are, because I can't get them. I don't know what the fuck they're saying, and I've heard it for 10 fucking years every single day. So anyway, yeah, that was my horrible transition into that, but yeah, so the song is, of course, Dancing. And when it comes to the job stuff, like, yeah, it's interesting. It's going to be weird. I'm actually going to have to work this time around. Like, it seems like, man, I'm not going to be able, like, my nap quote, my daily nap, I might lose my daily nap. I'll find a way. I'll always find a way. But the nap situation is going to be a little bit more challenging. My consumption of wrestling media will probably decrease, as will just dicking around on the internet and watching things. So I'm a little bummed about that, but don't worry. Where there's a will, there's a way. And I'm not going to be working too hard. Don't worry. You know, but I got to work a little bit
harder.
Yeah, it sucks. It doesn't. I might actually enjoy it. But anyway, what computer did I pull that up on? It was over here. I think it was over here. All right, so the song is, you've all heard it a million times, You Should Be Dancing, right? By the Bee Gees. You know this one.
Yeah.
Dancing.
This one, here. Solid bass intro. Ding, 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 ding. Right? And again, I don't want to play a ton of stuff. All right, so there we go. There was the first line. What is it?
Something midnight.
Something midnight. All right.
It's the news at midnight.
Do cocaine at midnight.
Yeah, it sounds like it's the news at midnight.
Beside him to the door.
Ride into the dark.
Ride into the dark. Going with right. Okay. All right.
Woman, take me higher.
All right, so yeah. You heard woman. You heard woman. I always go,
woman, take me higher.
I always do it as, you wanna take me higher. Like, that's what
ooh,
I...
You could be right.
That's what
you
I could. Always hear. I don't know. I haven't pulled up you the lyrics yet. I do not know. Higher. Like, when we're done, we're gonna do this exercise, like, at least for the first verse, and then we're gonna figure out what it really is. Because it is hard to decipher. My woman keep me warm. That
my
one
woman
I got.
Can't be wrong.
Okay.
My woman keep me warm.
See, that's what I heard, Mikey. I heard what you heard. My woman keep me warm. And you heard.
Can't be wrong.
My woman can't be wrong. Yeah. Which both of them work. Both of them yeah. work. You know? What?
This part has always been unintelligible. Yeah. There's no words for this.
What you doing? No, there's a what you doing in the middle of the bed. There's a what you doing in the middle of the bed. Like, there's a what you doing in the... Like, there is.
I hope you're saying what you doing in the living room.
Right, right. And we all know that part. And we all know that part, right? Like,
maybe he was saying in the living room, you should be dancing.
I like that.
Saying, When you're at home, you should be dancing.
Let me skip, because we all know the chorus, and again, copyright and whatnot. Yeah. So I'm going to skip the chorus and go to the next verse and see. Go right down to- all right, hang on. She's coming. There we go. I think it says, she's filthy and she's trouble, which is, if that is the line, is a good line.
Like, rock and roll.
Yeah.
All right. You guys know who's in the Bee Gees, right?
Yeah, it's the Bee Gees.
Barry Gibb.
Yeah, Barry the Gibb.
Barry
Gibb.
Barry Robin Gibbs. And yeah. Maurice Gibb.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked at pictures of them together?
Oh, yeah. The teeth, my friend, or something else. There's the teeth and the hair.
Barry is like the one oddball. He generally is okay.
Yeah.
The other two are freaky.
They're unfortunate. Well, they're kind of, they have Barilla teeth. they have
Barilla teeth. Well, the thing is, like, Barry is kind of handsome.
Are you a secret BG?
I wish. I would be in on that secret. I wouldn't be living in a one-bedroom apartment. I'd have some of that BG's money for not. I'd have it because they'd be like, don't ever say you're a Gibb. Don't do it.
They outlawed it.
If you had
that
Gibb money, you should be dancing, though.
Yeah. You'd think with all that Gibb money, they'd get new teeth. And it looks like in the later years they did.
Secret BG and our Gibb teeth are both great show names, and I had to just write them down real quick. Sorry.
Yeah, but all I wanted to say was Robin, Maurice, Gibb, you guys really got to get it together.
Get it together. Yeah, the other
and
guy.
You're all so hairy.
Yeah, very
oh
hairy.
My Lord.
It's a hairy crew.
Didn't get a single word of that one. Didn't get a single word of that one.
Jimmy Coo. Yeah. No, I got nothing.
Now, it wasn't the same as the last time. It's that it was definitely that woman. It was that woman give me pie. I said pie. Like, I don't know what
maybe you're saying pie.
Maybe, yeah, that woman gives me pie. That actually is the best answer
sweet
so far.
Pie.
Okay, goes right down to my blood. That's what I heard on that one.
I think they're talking about cocaine now.
Maybe. What you doing in your underwear? That's what I heard on this one. What you doing in your underwear? What you doing in your living room? Yeah, that could be that too. I don't know. My point is, I don't know if it's all the BG songs, but it just occurred to me the other day. Like, I've heard this song every single day for 10 fucking years, sometimes multiple times in the day. Multiple times, guys. Sometimes as many as three. Sometimes as many as three times. And I don't know a single goddamn lyric. So I figure now would be the appropriate time that I pull it up and figure out Bee Gees should be dancing. What are they saying?
And while you're looking it up, we had a song at my last job that was had the very opposite problem. You knew the song's name, and the song was Cherry Bomb. You knew the song's name because they said Cherry Bomb about a thousand times.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the song, it's just Cherry Bomb, Cherry Bomb. I swear,
it's a good song then, huh?
40 seconds.
Okay, cool.
And it was on rotation, so you hear Cherry Bomb.
Is it a punk rock song or something? Because I can see kinda. That. Kind of. Like, Cherry Bomb!
And it's a female. It's a female singer.
Yeah, I like that. I like female singers.
But yeah, when rock I was in management, I would hear that song about five times a day.
Yeah. And you knew that part. You certainly knew that Cherry Bomb part. They've hammered that one home.
I knew the whole song by heart because it was just that.
You want to hear these? I got them.
I do.
My baby moves at midnight, goes right on till the dawn, goes right on till the dawn. My woman takes me higher. Okay. My woman keeps me warm. So we were right on. My woman keeps me warm. My woman takes me higher. My woman keeps me warm. What you doing on your bed? Oh wow! What you doing on your bed on your back is what he's saying.
Oh,
what you doing on your bed on your back? What you doing on your bed on your back? You should be dancing. So wait a minute.
Oh, it's not
stay
even
on the bed on your back. Girl.
Yeah,
he's not even saying she's there sexy. He's there saying she's laying down.
Yeah, like, she's being lazy. Like, you should be dancing. Get up. Like, what you doing? Like, just lazing about, bitch.
The party's over for her. She wants to lay down. And he's like, no, you should be dancing.
You should be dancing.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. I didn't know it was this. She's juicy and she's trouble. Juicy Whoa. And she's trouble. Like that.
I like juicy, part. Troublesome women.
She gets it to me good. She gets it to me good. Like that. All
right. Okay, I'm down.
All right. My woman gives me power. All right.
Whoa.
Yeah. My woman gives me power. Goes right down to my blood. All right. All right.
Is she injecting power into your blood, Barry?
I don't know. What you doing on your bed on your back? What you doing on your bed on your back? Dancing, yeah. And then it goes. And then it's back to the what you doing on your back? What you doing on your back? Dancing, yeah. My baby moves at midnight. Goes. Does it repeat the same? Wow, these guys are lazy. They use the same in verse 3, same as verse 1. They just went straight back to verse 1. Didn't write a single other lyric to the song.
Bro, you could do that in the 70s and be a mega star.
And then just repeat. You should be dancing, yeah. You should be dancing, yeah. You should be dancing, yeah. A lot of times. And then they do the classic in the 70s worst. This is a musical trope that drives me insane to this day. And if you ever do this, you're fucking idiots. Songs that don't, in production, like in studios, when they record them, because they don't have an ending, slow fade out.
Long fade.
Long fade songs. Get it the fuck together. This is a long fade song. This is a very long fade song.
Long fades are lazy. They're lazy.
Short fade lazy that bitch. Stuff.
Nah, have a definitive end.
Just
make the music end.
Yeah, just make it end. Like, big cymbal crash, big drum fucking hit. Do something. Big guitar.
Digga, 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 boo.
Yeah,
just after the last.
Resolve, motherfucker. Resolve.
No, it's just like, just after the last, you should be dancing. Yeah. And
done.
Better. It ends on.
Better.
Better. Bound. It ends on dancing. Yeah. Then and out. Out. Done.
Out.
Out. Done. Simple. It's simple. Fucking shit.
Give Kids the World. Oh. If you could do anything for me this season,
yeah,
could you get me a time machine so I could go back and fix all the lazy producers from the 70s?
They haven't been paying their advertising bills lately. I'm really mad with Give Kids the World because they've not been paying me like they should.
And, not enough kids dying?
Are kids dying less? Well, we're going to have to go around there because we talk about them so much and they owe me a lot of money because they said every time I talk about them, they give me money. And so we're going to have to go
kill some kids.
At least one or two broken legs that give kids the world. At least one or two.
Hey, Give Kids the World.
Watch out.
Better give these kids some casts.
Yeah.
We're going to start breaking legs.
Get it together. That being said, it is time that we take not only a break on the Twitch stream here, which, by the way, twitch.tv/ONRS live, but yeah, we're doing it for the first time. Guys, we're going to be back next week with you, and this is one of these things where you're going to get more content by us doing this in the long run. So bear with us. You're going to get a show on Friday that's a little bit longer, or Thursday night if you're up that late. And then you're going to get a show on Tuesday, which is also, you know, coming at you. So the point being that we're going to separate this show into two halves. It's the first time we're trying it. It's kind of an experiment. We thank you for, tuning in to the first half of the Ono Radio Show this week. And boys, what do we say? Oh, that's the wrong music. Fuck me. That's the wrong one. See, I'm thrown off. It's all new to me. That's the thing. Boys, let's do some plugs, of course. Make sure that you check out everything we got going on over onomedia.com. Check out our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/Ono Radio Show. Check out Ono Wrestling if you're so inclined. Leave us a voicemail just like our good friend Benny did over at 407-906-6466. What do we say when we get out of here for the first show of the week?
What do we say?
Fuck
what do we say?
Dreams.
Your dreams.
Fucking dreams.
Fucking dreams, guys. If you're on Twitch, we'll see ya in just a few minutes. We love you. Fuck your dreams and woo.